out on the dull old Narran side, out where the runs are wild and wide, honest John bought the right to rule. The first pub opened in Angledoo. It wasn't a building of city mark, its pine slab walls and its roof of bark. It was just a pub, it was plain and rough, it suited the times and was good enough. And what did the men in those wild days care if the house was rough, if the grog was fair? Though the bushmen came from near and far to cash their checks at the old bark bar. And those were the checks that could raise a grin, those were the fellas that could do them in. Though they stained their flannels with blood and beer, and never a policeman to interfere. And honest John had a game to play, a game not seen in the pubs today. And the boys that spreed in the old bark pub were mannered only to suit the scrub. And to win from them when you got a start, a man had need of a head and a heart. And John had both, had a tip or two from the devil himself, so he battled through. Time marched by with its giant stride. Changes came to the Narran side. Better houses were built and sold. The old bark pub had the call to go. It stood at the bottom of the hill for years, a monument to departed beers, and an eyesore too to a thriving town, till a smithy bought it and pulled it down. And years have fallen on honest John. He's just as solid as in days are gone. He's running a business up to date, and he's coining cash at a princely rate. But it isn't strange that when trade is slack, his memory crowds him and takes him back to the roaring days on the Mulga Scrub, and the checks that he cashed at the old bark pub. Out on the dull old Narran side, out where the runs are wild and wide, honest John bought the right to rule. The first pub opened in Angledoo.